just to tag along. Oh, but right or wrong, I'm his, and I'm here, and I'm gonna be his friend or his lover. Cause my one ambition is to wake him and make him discover that he needs me. I've got to follow where he leads me, or else he'll never know that I need him just as he needs me.
Called Track and Field, featuring Eric Alexander on tenor. The leader there was Bob DeVoe. We also heard Nina Simone, and He Needs Me, Nina playing piano as well, singing. Starting off the set was Ken Peplowski doing Deep. It's from the album A Good Read. Yes, it's on Concord. It's jazz with yours truly, Tony Moe. Thank you for being there. It's a pleasure for me to share this jazz with you. Up next, Ron Afeef and his version of All Blues.
Support for jazz comes in part from the Lorena F. Wolf Foundation, promoting music and music education in our culture.
That was Star Eyes, Barry Harris' interpretation of it. And before that, Duke Ellington doing Some Summer Fun, featuring Cootie Williams and Wild Bill Davis at the organ. I'm Tony Moa. Let's conclude this hour with George Cables doing I Told You So.
This is your place to find jazz and NPR news. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or just tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Jazz on KPR comes from our sponsors and from our KPR listeners. To join with them, pledge your support now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Code of Ethics. NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
Biden unveiled his proposals at an event at the LBJ Library in Texas, commemorating the 60th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act. He wants a constitutional amendment called No One is Above the Law. If implemented, it would reverse the recent Supreme Court decision giving presidents almost total immunity. In addition to a code of ethics for members of the High Court, he also proposes 18-year term limits. So going forward, each president would nominate at least one justice every 2 years. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
Climate protesters demonstrated outside J.D. Vance's Senate office today. Capitol Police say 8 people were arrested. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the group Sunrise Movement also demonstrated at the Democratic National Committee headquarters.
Protesters said Senator Vance changed views on climate change, first expressing concern and later accepting fossil fuel campaign contributions and casting doubt over climate science. The Sunrise Movement released video of arrested protesters, including 18-year-old Simon Aaron of Los Angeles.
J.D. Vance is selling out to oil billionaires while California burns to the ground. People I love are at stake. My future is at stake. And J.D. Vance does absolutely nothing.
Later at the Democratic headquarters, protesters called on Kamala Harris to center climate change in her presidential campaign. Harris recently changed her position on fracking for oil and gas, saying she won't ban fracking. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
In Venezuela, protests are growing after electoral authorities ratified incumbent Nicolas Maduro as the winner in yesterday's presidential elections. Opponents say the authoritarian leader stole the election through fraud, and together with regional leaders, they're calling on authorities to provide proof of an outright win. And here's Carrie Kahn reports.
Demonstrators have been clashing with security forces around Caracas, protesting officials awarding authoritarian leader Maduro a third 6-year term. 18-year-old university student Dekar Boades says he has no doubt that Maduro won through fraud. The U.S. and regional leaders have called on electoral officials to show proof of the win. They want the printouts of all precinct tallies. Venezuela says 7 countries have violated its sovereignty by not accepting Maduro's win and ordered their diplomats to leave the country. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Caracas.
The man accused of setting the biggest wildfire in California this year has been charged with arson. Prosecutors say witnesses saw the man push a burning car down an embankment. The Park Fire has burned more than 373,000 acres and is 14% contained. More than 100 structures have been destroyed. Thousands have been evacuated. This is NPR News. A special committee of the Texas Senate heard executives from Houston's largest utility provider explain the massive electricity failure that happened when Hurricane Beryl hit the city July 8th. Senators say CenterPoint Energy didn't appear to be prepared for the Category 1 hurricane when nearly 3 million people lost power in the Houston area. Errors in diagnosis are common among older people. As the population of people turning 65 peaks this year, there are now efforts underway to help cut down on misdiagnosis. Ashley Miltite has more.
An X-ray can reveal a broken bone, but Dr. Patrick Cole, medical director for senior health at UConn Health in Connecticut, says if an older person arrives in the ER showing confusion,
there's a much more complicated, detailed diagnostic process that takes place, and you might potentially have errors or you might have a diagnosis missed.
Because the person may have many different conditions or may be unable to explain their health history. Cole says older adults would do better if the U.S. had more geriatricians to care for them. In the meantime, the American College of Emergency Physicians has accredited 500 emergency departments as specialists in the care of older patients. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite.
Asian markets are trading lower at this hour. The Nikkei in Japan down 0.7%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 1.1%. U.S. futures contracts are trading lower. I'm Janine Hurst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org.
We hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support.
The album for that song is the magnificent Thad Jones, absolutely. And we heard April in Paris, Thad Jones and Company. Before that, Claire Daly, the quintet, led by Claire Daly. She gave us Guidance. Nice song. I'm Tony Mowat. How are you, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for your comments. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Billy Taylor up next. And this is from his album that goes back several years. Music Keeps Us Young is the title of the album. And this is his interpretation of Naima. Thank you.
We hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
You just heard Miles with Hank Mobley doing Drad Dog. And before that, Stan Getz. I love his interpretation of O Grande Amor. Stan Getz with Chick Corea on piano. TM and the PM, I'm Tony Mowat. Up next is Diane Reeves with Umero Bambo.
On his way, sleep.
Adam Schroeder, and that's called Midwest Mash. And before that, Diane Reeves with Umeda Lubombo in Lullaby Broadway. So nice. Good to be with you as always. Tony Mowat here. Let's conclude this hour with Earl Hines doing Undecided.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find jazz and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or just tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for jazz on KPR comes from our corporate sponsors and from the listeners of KPR. Thank you. Thank you.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden has unveiled a plan for reforming the U.S. Supreme Court. Biden says the scandals involving some of the justices have caused the public to question whether the high court is fair and independent. The president is calling for a Supreme Court code of ethics and 18-year term limits for the justices.
In recent years, extreme opinions that the Supreme Court has handed down have undermined long-established civil rights principles and protections. 2013, the Supreme Court in Shelby County case gutted the Voting Rights Act, opening the floodgates to a wave of restrictive voting laws that have seen states across the country pass.
Biden also cited the High Court's gutting of the Civil Rights Act and Roe v. Wade. The president made his remarks at the LBJ Presidential Library in Texas. The FBI says the gunman who tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump made significant efforts to conceal his actions leading up to the July 13th shooting in Pennsylvania. As NPR's Ryan Lucas reports, he used aliases to make gun and explosive-related purchases online.
The FBI says its investigation into the July 13th shooting has revealed that the gunman, Thomas Crooks, made more than 25 different firearms-related purchases starting in the spring of 2023. He later made six purchases of bomb-making ingredients, which were recovered from explosive devices found in his vehicle. The FBI special agent leading the probe, Kevin Rojek, says investigators still have not determined a motive for Crooks, but the evidence shows that he tried to hide his activities and planned carefully ahead of the Trump campaign rally. Rojek also says that former President Trump has agreed to do a victim interview with the FBI to provide his perspective on the shooting. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The massive wildfire burning in parts of Northern California has become one of the largest in state history. As NPR's Nathan Roth reports, the Park Fire is one of more than 100 blazes burning across the West.
By morning, the Park Fire burning north of Chico, California, had grown to be the sixth largest in state history, closing in on the top five. And with hotter temperatures and winds expected and the fire still mostly uncontained, it could climb its way further up the list. Large wildfires are burning in almost every western state, fueled by heavy vegetation dried out after weeks of abnormally hot temperatures. The National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings dictated by hot temperatures and expected winds across broad swaths of Montana, Idaho, Utah, and Wyoming, and some parts of California through the day. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Wall Street stocks closed mixed Monday. The Dow lost 49 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 12 points. And the S&P 500 added 4 points. This is NPR News. Iowa has become the latest state to ban abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The new law does allow exceptions for rape, incest to save the woman's life, and for fetal abnormalities. The ban is expected to push patients to seek care in states where abortion is still legal. Minnesota's governor says Iowans still have abortion rights in his state. A new generation of blood tests can accurately detect the brain changes that are associated with Alzheimer's disease. NPR's John Hamilton reports from the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Philadelphia.
The blood tests are meant for people who already have impaired memory and thinking. The tests show whether that individual's brain contains amyloid plaques and tangles of a protein called tau, the hallmarks of Alzheimer's. Dr. Heather Whitson of Duke University says that some tests now rival the accuracy of costly PET scans or uncomfortable spinal taps.
What we know is no test is perfect. There's no test that always gets it right every time.
The technology has arrived so quickly, though, that most doctors are unfamiliar with it. So one big topic at the Alzheimer's meeting has been developing guidelines on which patients should get the tests. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Thousands of protesters took to the streets across Venezuela Monday to denounce the official outcome of Sunday's presidential vote. Electoral officials say incumbent Nicolas Maduro won the contest, but opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez says his campaign has proof that he won the disputed vote. Gonzalez is calling for calm and has invited supporters to gather peacefully late Tuesday morning. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Support for Jazz comes in part from the Lorena F. Wolf Foundation, promoting music and music education in our culture.
Dragonfly by Mulligan, Jerry Mulligan, playing baritone sax. The album is titled The Art of Jerry Mulligan, The Final Recordings, and that was Grover Washington Jr. playing soprano sax. I'm Tony Mowat. It's so good to be with you. Indeed, as always, my friends. Here's a classic one, featuring Stanley Turrentine and the Three Sounds. Gene Harris, of course, leading the Three Sounds on piano. The album is titled The Complete Blue Hour Sessions. Some marvelous things here. Here's their version of Blue Hour.
the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Though I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you changed my life. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Thank you.
Hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support.
We'll be right back.
Sandu, yes, by Grover Mitchell. We also heard Cal Jader. Before that, Diana Krall. And starting off, that was Jim Rotundi. I'm Tony Mowad. Thank you, my friends. Up next is Jack Wilkins playing guitar. Thank you. Cold Flame. That is so nice. I like that very much. And that was done by the Charlie Hayden Quartet, featuring Alan Broadbent on piano, marvelous piano player. And before that, we heard another classic thing by Jack Wilkins called Show Me. Great guitarist. I'm Tony Mowat here with you. It's a pleasure for me to be with you because it is indeed the jazz place to be. Let's conclude this hour with Dennis Soleil and B.G. Adair. And it's from the album This Can't Be Love, Sax and Swing.
This is your place to find jazz and NPR news. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or just tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Jazz on KPR comes from our sponsors and from our KPR listeners. To join with them, pledge your support now at kansaspublicradio.org.